Welcome to this week's Q&A.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
We are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed 25,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
So for this week's question, what are your plans for the barge?
Yeah, well, this is all terribly exciting, really. First of all, we don't actually know anything about barges.
No, you never drove a barge. Nothing. I never drove a barge.
No.
I'm having nightmares just thinking going through the locks.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be completely different. And this thing is pretty big. It's 80 feet by about 14, 15 feet wide. So it's a big old thing. It's over 1,000 square feet boat. And some of it will be on two layers. So it's a very big barge. Well, I don't know. It's like we need to get into this really quickly because we've seen a video of the barge. The guy's taken us on a couple of trips around it, but around this one. And we're hoping this one's going to be good, this one in Belgium. There is a lot of work to do to it because we want to make this sort of like I would describe it as a mega yacht of barges.
Yeah.
So
at the moment, it's livable.
It's livable.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so we can just take it back to the UK to start the work.
Exactly. I mean, apparently the engine's good. The engine's all been reconditioned. The drive shaft is all good. The propeller's brand new, basically. The boat was out of the water and the hull thickness was checked only about 3 years ago. It was all repainted at that point, stripped and repainted. So I think, on the whole, it's probably in reasonable nick. The guy's done an awful lot of work to it. I mean, he's insulated it all. And he's done the complete interior.
Yeah.
Right the way through.
Yeah. It's just not the way we want
it. No, and he's not finished. Yeah. And he appreciates that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's being quite sensible about the price as well and not overpricing it. But we want to turn this into like a mega yacht of a barge.
Yes, yeah.
So we're talking about having three ensuite bedrooms.
Yeah, so we're going to have to strip the whole thing out.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we'd have to strip it all out and start again because we're going to really remodel it.
Yeah.
Change
and redesign the top.
And top and the coach roof and stuff like that and make this barge something really quite special. That's our plan. And a lot of outside space, usable outside space, which you don't tend to get on barges. You tend to get the sort of pilot house and then you might get a bit at the back or you just sit on the coach roof at the front. But we want to actually create a proper area
outside barbecues and sofas.
Sun lounging area,
hot tub,
all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And make it all rather special. And we have to appreciate that this barge is over 100 years old. So it's a piece of history as well. And we're going to give it a completely new life.
Yes.
For another 100 years.
Yes.
And it should be pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our sort of plan. How we go about doing it all, I have absolutely no idea.
No. We think we're going to take it about a year to do the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, roughly around about a year or 18 months.
Yeah.
I think the first thing to do is to move on board and then get the thing up to the coast. And then sit there and wait for a really good weather.
Really good flat day.
Yeah, we'll get Charlie to find us one. Charlie, the weather router, to find us a really good day. And then get it across the channel and find somewhere for us to keep it moored up.
Yeah.
In a kind of boatyard.
But it's going to be really stressful at the beginning.
Well, it's going to be...
For me, at least.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, exciting, it's stressing, but it's going to be... Yeah, I'm looking forward.
I am as well. I think it will be actually really quite exciting. And some of the stresses you have by living on board a yacht will disappear, like, anchors dragging and
the wind blowing
and rough anchors.
Sails, take the sails down.
There's quite a lot of things which will change because obviously...
But it will be another stress is that we don't know
be.
Yet.
Yeah. The docks will be cracking in the morning. That'd be upsetting, wouldn't it? Waking us up.
And Dobby
jumping off, yeah.
Well, Dobby will have a lot of space to run, which he likes it.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He does. So I think we're in for a bit of a long project. We're going to have it out of the water if we buy this one because there's some plating that he's doing on it. And also we need a bow thrust to put in. But really, it's going to be a dream.
Yeah.
It's going to be
I think so.
It's a big... refurbishment project.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's something that you need to, if you'll watch to realise is this isn't just about us going and buying a barge and then cruising down the rivers.
No.
This is about actually rebuilding a barge.
Rebuilding, converting the thing in the house, in the proper house, because it's going to be a proper house, isn't it?
It is going to be a proper house with proper furniture.
We're going to bring our furniture that is in storage in the UK. Yeah. We're going to bring it to the boat. Yeah, so it is a lot to do.
And we're going to try and make it as environmentally as friendly as possible with solar, wind generation,
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, that's one of the important things that we want
It'll
to do.
Never be completely environmentally friendly because it's got a diesel engine. But it's gonna do as much as we can to make it as environmentally friendly as possible.
Yeah, and sustainable because we want to be off the grid.
Yeah, we do. We want to try and live off the grid on it. And we'll see how we get on. I think it's going to be very exciting. Really looking forward to getting into it. Really looking forward to looking at the first barge. And quite honestly, I hope this is the one we buy.
Yeah.
Because it will be easy for us.
So, and if we buy this one, we have to find a way to leave the things we have in the van just somewhere in Belgium.
Yeah.
So it will be easier for us when we come back to collect a barge. Yeah. So we will, at least we'll have some of our things.
So next week, we should be able to tell you what we thought of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that can be the next questions for next week.
Yep.
If you have a question for us to talk about, please email us at sailingoceanfox@gmail.com.
Make sure you follow our channel. We are on YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Sailing Ocean Fox.
And at your preferred podcast platform, Destination Sailing Channel.